Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Mom? Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex.
Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media? From my friends?
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is. So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversation, visit forparents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately, I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I've said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word. But really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F word. How about you?
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimke.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Shanti, 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 Om. Ricky Bias Beckwith. When there is peace in my mind, there will be peace in the world. So, you know, if you're passionate about world peace, start within. Be the change you want to see. And from within you, you get to shine the light of peace. You get to remember that there is another way to do life. There's another way to be in life. That's Ricky Byers Beckwith. The website address is weletitbe.com. Weletitbe.com. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference simply by showing up, because your ancestors needed you to keep the legacy alive. They created a blueprint and they said, yes, you got your map. And they said, go forth and add to the blueprint. And today is, right now, what you're listening to is Ancestral Blueprints, which is every last Wednesday of the month. And your host is, or hosts, Lisa Iverson, and yours truly, Life Coach Ad H. And today we're talking about Ancestral Blueprints and that on balance and wealth. How did they deal with that? Those that came before us. As a matter of fact, how did your mother deal with balance and groundedness? How did your father deal with balance and groundedness? Your grandparents, your great-grandparents, your great-great-great-grandparents. And how is that showing up? How are you feeling right now? What's your world? What's moving in your world? What's happening? Lots going on. And we embrace the moment. We welcome all of you to the House of Love. We welcome Kimberly. We welcome Teresa, we welcome for peace, for love, for light. I know that's right. Excuse me. Ooh-wee. And we welcome those of you in the chat room, those of you on the phone line, and those of you that are listening to the archive. My co-host is here, thank goodness, because I just love the way the universe have things. So, Lisa, I am so glad you're here today. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. I'm so glad you are here as well. It's a reminder that it's good to be with other people when we go through life, isn't it?
No, that's right. I know that is right. I'm not made for television, let me tell you that. Radio's good. Because yes, yes, yes. Woo. It was even funny, just like trying to rush and get ready for the show. Couldn't eat because there's some things going on in the kitchen and trying to get around it and had my cereal here and say, well, I was still eating it just before the music ended. So like, okay, well, maybe I eat, but it's going to go soggy, so I can't wait. So I'm so glad you're here because I still got some milk left. I think when you start talking, I'm going to slurp it.
Very good. So
it is good to be with people when you're going through life.
That's right. A lot of people, it's easy to have an instinct to kind of isolate oneself, to kind of go through stuff by oneself and to not even realize that that's happening. And so I'm sure we'll be talking about this more over the next hour, that it's good to, you know, especially in those places of stress, to connect with others, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard. Brings us back into balance and groundedness. Yep.
Yes. Yes, we talked about that. We wanted to be isolated when going through, just going through an experience. I so get it. And we're going to talk more about that. Just some quick information here, and we're going to dig deep and go within and hold hands together and have a group hug and all of us come together. And by the end of the show, we set an intention that we will be feeling grounded, balanced, and clear. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad for your questions, your comments, your thoughts, your doubts, your worries, your fears. Bring it. This is the house of love. We're all in this together. Whatever you're moving through, growing through, and going through, we're here to support you. And if you, for some reason, can't call in, you can post your questions. Well, actually, yeah, I guess you can. No. Well, if you want to post your questions, you can post it on the Life Conversations Radio fan page, Life Conversations Radio like page. Post your questions there. And what's the other thing they can do? That's right. Thanks, Alyssa, for reminding me. You can go to LifeConversationsMedia.com, LifeConversationsMedia.com. Hover under Life Conversations Radio menu, and then there's a drop menu that says, yeah, well, ask Life Coach Jerry. And, we got a question already. Oh, somebody got a question, thoughts, comment. They want to share. It's like, this show is just for me. Well, I can't wait to hear what they have to say, and we're going to come to you soon. But, today's show, normally Ancestral Blueprint is from 12 to 1:30 p.m., but today it's 12 to 1 p.m. today. So we have a shorter episode, but we'll cover everything that needs to be covered. And we say yes to the process. And as I said earlier, I think that's pretty much it. We can find out more about other guests when the show airs. We're just going to take it easy today. No rushing, not doing too much, just doing what needs to be done. Today we're talking, as you know, we've been focusing on balance and groundedness for the shows on the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. And we're taking that and into Ancestral Blueprints and really looking at what does that look like? What does balance and groundedness look like from the perspective of the soul, from the blueprint that was created for us, that we're living out, and how we're moving through life right now. There's so much going on, and you know, Lisa said the importance of being with people who are going through life. Yes, because it's so easy today to just say, let's do the show later on, or just cancel it, because there's just so much going on. And and that also the tendency that you said, Lisa, which I really get, because I know for me, when I like my space. I like to have a place to just be quiet, to be still. So when going through a challenge or moving through something, you don't want to talk to anybody. So, but it is important to kind of be with people. So you kind of lay the foundation, and I'm just sharing what's on my mind, what's bubbling up for me, and I'm just going to throw it over to you. I know you're ready, and if you're not, you are now. for the listeners, Lisa Anderson.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot of different directions to go, as always, with our topics and our together, but this idea of not being alone when we are questing balance and groundedness, just the acknowledgement that we have ancestors, just remembering that we have ancestors puts us into contact in some way in our soul with the fact that we really are not alone. You know, we live in a quite concrete culture in the States that values what we can see, what we can touch, what's visible to the physical eye. But ancestors are real. You know, they are not just an idea. And so when we are, you know, under stress, in a place of isolation, in a place that doesn't feel particularly balanced or grounded, you know, just literally half a minute of prayer, meditation, closing our eyes and remembering, oh, I've got ancestors, just really simple, can shift things for us.
Right.
So I'm grateful for the, you know, opportunity in this moment. You know, it's including myself, just to remember that, you know?
Yeah. But there's a simplicity to what you're saying, that remembering that we have ancestors, which is remembering that we are part of a chain, we're part of a soul that's eternal. And it's, I guess for me, what I'm seeing, I always see, usually when we do this show, I love trees, but something about when we're having this ancestral blueprints conversation, I'm always thinking of trees. And just remembering that we have ancestors helps me, can help us feel grounded that we're not alone. Even right. though, which is kind of paradoxical, we feel alone. Because in those moments when there's a breakdown, when there's a shift, there's a aloneness. We sometimes even feel like we're the only one going through it. We feel like we don't even know if we're going to get through it. And, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I love the topic, you know, about balance and groundedness and connection with our ancestry blueprints and connection with our ancestry, because, this morning, I mean, we have opportunities on a daily basis to be reminded of these things, but I just noticed for myself, you know, I had some good preparation for our show this morning, just some circumstances, getting our daughter ready to go to school this morning and getting ready for the show and getting ready for the day. You know, there were unpredictable things that I started the day with that I would not have chosen to have to deal with, you know.
Right, right.
We all have these things that come up, unpredictable things we got to deal with, you know, that can throw us off balance, that can
right.
make us feel ungrounded. And so the invitation in the experience to simply connect with another human being, you know,
right.
lucky me, I got to have that with you this, you know, before our show started, just to connect with another human being on the path, you know.
Right, right.
You know, this brings us more into balance, reminds us we're not alone. For me, so just, I've got a pretty well-developed practice at this point of, you know, just praying for help. Praying for help, you know.
Yes.
Praying to my ancestors for help. Please help me remember how to have perspective about this morning. Like, really, in the grand scheme of things, it is not a big deal. You know? Things that have, you know, happened in my ancestry and all of our ancestries, you know? This is what I'm going through this morning. Not so big. Help me to have that perspective. It immediately shifts it.
This is what's coming up, and clearly we're going to talk about it, so no point in saying let's talk about it. We're going to talk about it. Or like Tavis Smiley would say, since you went there, I'm going to go there. Well, it doesn't matter. It's a show. I'll go where I want to go. I'm going to talk about what I want to talk about.
Okay.
I'm thinking, you know, and I've been really kind of, you know, in preparation for this show, just thinking about, now, we live in a time where we have all kind of gadgets to help us feel balanced, stress-free, to make our life easy. We have apps and all kind of apps that we can use to get direction, to find out if it's going to rain, to, you know, there's so many things that we have to, on the surface looks like it's there to make our lives easier. But then when I compare that to those who came before us, who didn't have an iPhone, who didn't have the internet, and I kind of wonder how they moved through life. Did they experience life as stressful, or was it easy? When we reflect back, we always say, well, back in the day, things were easy. But I don't know.
Right.
I don't know if it was. But whichever way they lived life, and what we're experiencing now, can that all be tied into what's happening for us, that how our ancestors, our great-great-grandparents and the great-great-great-great-grandparents, and one we can't even get a wrap our minds around it, how they danced with life, embraced life, is that showing up now in our life? Do you understand what I'm saying?
because there seems to be so much going on that if we don't learn to, let me speak for myself. I find that it's very important for me to slow down, especially the last 2 weeks, to slow down. So is the ancestral blueprints for each and every one of us reminding us to slow down? Or are we, I don't know. Go ahead. I'm just throwing it over to you because I'm thinking out loud. So I don't have an end point. Go ahead.
No, it's great. What I wonder about in terms of the lived experiences of our ancestors, you know, you go back 100 years, 150 years, 200 years, you know, the absence of technology, I don't think we really recognize how technology today and the speed at which technology is operating, how that adds to our stress levels. You know, stress has always existed. It's part of the human experience, it seems to me. But I think this time we're living in right now with the internet and email and iPhones, you know, there's a way that it's kind of messing with us, you know. It's here for a reason. We're in relationship with this technology. We developed it. But I think we, you know, maybe 50 years from now, 100 years from now, we'll have a greater perspective, maybe. Maybe
right.
not, you know.
Right,
so we're right in the middle of it right now, so it's hard to see.
Right. From your work, your spiritual work, your psychotherapy work, family constellations, your experience, what are the things that we can do now to help us feel a little bit more balanced, to feel grounded with everything that's going on, with election, with health challenge, you know, people are feeling emotionally out of balance, financial situation. What are things that we can do now to sort of bring us into that place where we feel like, okay, things are shaky, but I have something to hold on to. I have a friend to hold on to. I have a husband to hold on to. I have a wife to hold on to.
Yeah, you know, I come back to this simple thing, you know, simple. You said a little bit ago, you know, just simple is good. Practices of gratitude, simple practices of gratitude are more, I think, important than ever. Bring balance and groundedness and perspective. You know, in terms of gratitude and ancestry, we can get hung up on, distracted by, stuck in our own belief systems and biases and judgments about our own families, what we've experienced, about how people are, how things have gone, and miss the greater point, which is that life got through. And so, and if we are a parent or an aunt or an uncle or have any child in our life, then that movement of practicing gratitude for life getting through is one of the biggest blessings we can give the children in our lives.
Can you explain that a little bit when you talk about life getting through?
Somebody might
be getting through what? How? What do you mean life getting through?
What I mean is that all the things that have happened in family life, you know, there are many things that happen. Some are things that have been blessing, you know, pleasant things to experience, joys to experience, and other things challenging. There's a gamut, you know, there's a range of things that happen. Some people grow up in circumstances where they don't ever even know their parents, or there was a lot of violence in the household, all these things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And but if we're alive today, again, this is like really, really simple. If we're alive, that means that with all the things that happened and all the things that didn't happen, life was passed on. Life force was stronger than whatever the challenges were that were there in
uh-huh.
the family experience. So uh-huh. life force got through those challenges. Life force
right.
was stronger than the challenges. So in our culture we live in today, we can miss that. We can not see that. So it's about, again, really simple, that for all the things that happened and didn't happen, simply receiving this truth that life got through us.
Right, right. Excuse me, good Lord. That mindset almost comes up. Said I guess. You're experiencing what's going on, huh?
Yeah.
I'm gonna talk. I don't care. But anyway, life got through, and my sound is gonna come through. So when I hear that, it really is about us embracing the sacredness of life, the life that got through, and the life that is us. I think if we don't see the sacredness to life, we can take life for granted. You know, I told you about, my listeners know about the I experience that I went through, IEYE experience. And thank God it's healed now, and I'm at the tail end of it. But there were times when I had pain, and that pain woke me up. And woke me up in a sense to be so grateful. I became so aware to times when I didn't have pain in my eye, and how, I don't even know if I want to say I took it for granted, but maybe to some extent. It's like pain has a way of waking us up. Challenges have a way of waking us up. And for me, it helped me be aware that I don't have to wait to be in pain or experience a challenge to be grateful. So when we're talking about being grateful that life got through, we can, while we can now, to be consciously aware that life got through, and be grateful for that life, that we are still here today. We're still having this conversation in spite of everything that is going on. And I think it requires a little bit of shift in consciousness, don't you think?
Yeah, very much so. And I cannot help, I trust that I'm supposed to talk about this, or else I, you know, wouldn't be feeling it so strongly. The generations who come after us are set more free when we are in this place of receptivity to life coming through to us. You know,
repeat that?
Say again?
Yes, I repeat what you said again, because I'm trying to get it. It's so simple that my mind was like, huh? So I'll repeat that again.
Our children, our grandchildren, the children are in our lives, the generations who come after us are set or free when we are in a place of receptivity to life getting through and being passed on to us. When we resist it, when we argue with it, when we argue with whatever's happened in our ancestries, when we are in a place of struggle and resistance to the truth of what's happened, it puts a pressure on the children and on the generations who come after us. So talk about balance and groundedness. There's a lot that we're in contact with in that place.
So, to even break that down a little bit for me is now, whatever I'm going through and growing through, to become present to what I'm going through. So rather than resist it or blame it or feel like a victim, to be aware, to just be aware of what I'm going through, listening to what I'm led to do or not to, rather than pushing and fighting. And because sometimes it's easy for parents to think about their children than themselves. It's the idea when you're in the plane. They said, you know, if we're losing pressure and the mass drop, you got to put it on yourself first before you put it on your children. You put the oxygen on yourself first. And if you have the oxygen on yourself, life can continue to move through you so that you can support your children to be free. But somehow we got it backwards saying, well, you know, if a mother puts the oxygen or a father puts the oxygen on himself, herself first, then they're not a good parent because they should have looked out for the child. And so it's a sort of, I feel like we have to do like a mental, a mind decluttering, a mental colonics to really focus in on oneself and being embraced. Really, and you said it, really, it's embracing life. And embracing life means embracing all that life brings up to you to embrace.
Sometimes there's a pain, you know. I mean, like this experience that you had with your eye, like you were speaking of a moment ago, there was pain in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but the deal is that, you know, we're alive.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there's pain in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the pain can be a reminder that we're alive. Now, we don't have to take it too far. Sometimes, I mean, this is where there can be confusion about this, where
mm-hmm.
sometimes, because of lots of reasons, you know, a person might find themselves believing or living out some notion that they got to be in pain all the time.
Yeah.
You know, you were, for I'm sure lots of reasons, were blessed with not having to have that kind of a vibration. You know, you could have.
Oh, no.
You know, you had pain, and it was information, and you worked through it. You know, what a blessing.
Yeah. I just had this crazy thought come up. You know, when you talk about embracing life and allowing life to move through, sets our children and grandchildren free. Just the thought came up, I wonder if embracing life and being present helps to set our ancestors free, their soul. What do you think about that? I know that's kind of like a deep question, but this came up, so I trust the process. Today we're free-flowing.
Yeah.
We're having a soulful conversation.
Yeah. There are two things that come to me. One is that on the one hand, it's not our task to, you know, do anything for them. But on the other hand, what I sense quite a lot of in this time we're living in is that past, present, and future
mm-hmm.
are very in a deep, deep contact with each other, maybe in a way that's magnified, accelerated,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
so that what's happening now is really in a very alive way in contact with both the past, the present, and the future. So what I sense and see all the time is that in the work that I do is just that how we live and bringing truth, indivisibility, shows us what deep resonance we are in with who and where we come from, and that when we acknowledge that with compassion, big shifts happen.
Yeah.
And that just affects the whole field. It does affect the whole field of, you know, that linear frame of before, now, future. So I don't think it's a crazy question. I think it's kind of right on track, really.
Yeah, especially I live in Crazy Town anyway, so, you know, all my questions come from Crazy Town. if you're just joining us, you're listening to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and myself, Life Coach Ade. To find out more about Lisa, her website address is lisaiverson.com. Lisa, IVERSEN.com. She's a psychotherapist, a counselor, facilitator of family constellations. All the information you need is on there. She's also the author of Ancestral Blueprints. Ancestral Blueprints. We're taking your calls, 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And press 1 on your keypad, or you can just post your questions in the chat room. Lisa, as you know, when you were talking, I sort of had this feeling of, you know, when we talk about balance and groundedness, it requires a sense of flexibility to allow ourselves to do things different and kind of loosen up the rules and regulations or morals or how things should be. Because I feel like, you know, sometimes we get out of balance because we're too rigid. It's got to be this way. It's got to be that way. But life doesn't got to be like anything. Life just bees. You know, life is. Life just shows up. And the balance and groundedness is about really being able to dance with life, being able to be flexible and take the signal for life. Because I think we're given signal from life every day, every moment. Don't you think?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's a great, the flexibility, yeah.
And the other thing is nature. That's one thing that's been really coming up for me as I go through my healing experience, that I feel like my soul is saying, get yourself in a place where you're surrounded by nature, it's quiet, you can do what you need to do. And I think we do get caught up in the hustle and bustle and the rat race and everything that we forget. I mean, some of us are lucky enough, blessed enough to live in the mountains, to live in a place where you're surrounded by it. And some people live in those places and don't even see the trees or the insects. But it's about developing a new relationship with nature. And that itself helps us remember that we're not alone. You know, as you say, remembering that we have ancestors, connecting with nature, with the trees, being able to go out there and just breathe in. Some people might debate that, but I'm going to say it anyway, fresh air, wherever you live, even if you live in downtown New York, to be able to go, and before you start debating if it's fresh or not, just think about being grateful that you could breathe in the fresh air without needing a ventilator, whatever they call the thing to help people breathe. You know, just the freedom to move one's arm, the freedom to walk, the freedom to think, the ability to just feel one's feelings. And I think all of those things that we can do to start to bring us gently back into our center, and from that place we have more to share with others and our children and set ourselves free as we set other people free. That's kind of, you know, where I'm at for me, is that whole thing about being gentle and rested. But sometimes resting can be so challenging. What are your thoughts on that? Especially when you go ahead.
Yeah, I'm with you. The resource of nature is always at the top of my list, is a place to connect with strength and calm and rejuvenation and strength and wisdom. And it's easy for us to forget that nature is also our ancestor, you know.
Mm.
That the natural, the non-human natural web of nature is are also a part of our ancestry. Mm. And so that can be a really deep source of strength when a person has had some pretty painful experiences in lived family experience. So it's a way to connect with family in a sometimes in a way that restores safety, you know. And like you say, you know, wherever a person lives, some, you know, some nature settings are easier for us to access than others, depending on where we live. But,
yes.
But, you know, again, you know, yeah, even if we're in the middle of, you know, New York City and we're living in an apartment building, we can see the sky, you know, we can, there's a little patch of grass somewhere.
Right.
Oh,
a blade.
Somewhere, you know, it's most of us can find a park somewhere, you know, and we can also take what I would call little, you know, nature breaks in mind. You know, we can close our eyes for a few minutes and just thinking of a place in nature puts our soul in contact with that same experience. It's not the same as going on a walk in the woods, but for you know, it's kind of like when you take a trip somewhere and you bring back a souvenir and you look at the souvenir, it puts you in contact. So when we do that, you know, in our minds, it's a similar kind of a thing.
Yes.
So
yes.
It's a great, great thing to be reminded of.
Indeed. And, you know, we talk about technology. We can use it to our advantage because part of what I do sometimes is I go on YouTube. And nowadays you can think of anything. There's sound of nature, there's sound of water, music. And with a headphone, with eye closed sometimes, it just takes you to that place. And we have the tools. We have the tools. It's just about, I think it's the thing that I said earlier, that a shift in consciousness, because when we think of balance and groundedness, you know, we learn about it. We go to workshop on how to be balanced and grounded. We, you know, we affirm. But it is right here. It is part of who we are. And for me, it's like being balanced and being grounded is a gentle act of just slowing down, of saying, no, I won't do that today. I won't make that call. I won't send that text. I won't, you know, I'll do that later. And I find there are times where, I mean, even the last few weeks, as I've been really slowing down, I find that there's a part of me that's saying, you're not doing anything. You need to be doing something. Time is moving by. But as I listen to my body, there's a call to just relax. I mean, today I really do feel like I just want to stay in bed, not get up, and just rest. But it's really about, it's then there's that other voice that's saying, you've been resting for the last 2 weeks. You should be okay now. Get up and do something. How do we deal with that voice? When sometimes the voice is so loud, we can't even get any peace, and it's just sometimes easy to just get up and listen to the voice. We get hostage. We get held hostage by our own thoughts. How do we deal with that?
Well, this is going to sound kind of radical, but the best thing I recommend to do with it is to give that voice a good place in your heart. You know, that voice, some version of it is there in most of us, if not, I mean, I can't say anything for sure, all of us, it's not my place to say that, but that's a pretty popular voice that shows up, you know, and that voice is also in contact, in resonance with people and experiences in our ancestries. You know, that voice that says, keep going, you better not take a break right now. You got to keep moving. whatever judgments are there, you know, chances are that that voice is, we're not the first ones in our families to experience that voice.
Mm.
And, you know, so when we notice it and when we give it a good place in our heart, it's a way of calming it down, but it's also a way of giving those people who experienced that voice a good place in our hearts too. And what could be better than that? You know?
It's like, you gave me a gift by even saying that, because just from my experience and conversations that I've had, it's a reminder to be compassionate, to be gentle with myself. And just now I just had a flash of my mother, who was always busy, always doing something. My mother was always on the move. I remember, I think they had a surprise birthday party for her. She was sitting on this table, and she was supposed to just sit down there and receive. I saw my mom in the video trying to organize things and do this, do that, and I was like, my mother. And so it's just like I'm having that awareness. So and as I think about what you said, make a place for it in my heart. Like, so when I'm feeling my body saying, we just need to rest, and my thoughts is, we ain't got time for that. We got things to do. We got a radio show. We need to call that guest. We need to talk to Celeste and see if we have that guest confirmed. What do I do? How do I make a place for that in my heart? What is the practical or the mental image that I can use to make a place for it in my heart?
Yeah. Well, depending on each person, you know, like this experience you just gave,
mm-hmm.
knowing that kind of connects you with your mom a little bit,
mm-hmm.
You can picture her and you can mm-hmm. let it a statement of, you know, dear mom, I really love you.
Mm.
And so it can, if there is a particular family member, you can picture them giving that person a place in your heart.
Mm.
Just and not in a forced way, you know, because sometimes, you know, that's like can be kind of a complex package, you know.
Right.
A little bit, you know, for some people it's like, if it's just a little bit, I give you a little bit more. I give you a little bit more of a place in my heart.
Mm.
If there's not a person specifically that comes to mind, you know, what people can also do is when they think of that voice, let some other image come to mind. That describes, that gives them a visual.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that gives them the visual of that voice. Maybe there's an animal that comes to mind that kind of somehow gives a good picture to that voice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just notice, because everything's in contact with everything else. While we were talking here about all this, there's a blue jay
mm.
showing up at the mm. window. Blue jays are very talkative.
Mm.
They're very talkative, and they like to mimic the sounds of other birds.
Mm.
And so, you know, I can pay attention to, okay, well, what's in my environment when I'm feeling this, when I'm noticing this energy? Look around the environment, you know, okay, what's in my physical environment while I'm experiencing this? Is there something around me that is a representation, a symbol for that voice? And then you
mm-hmm.
can think of, you know, giving that a place in your heart.
Yeah. And that, you know, I just so get that every challenge that I'm dealing with, or listeners that they're listening, some people may be dealing with health challenge, financial challenge. That challenge is actually an opportunity to open up more, to, as you said, Lisa, make a place in our heart for it, which frees us as well as those that come after us, our children, sometimes we kind of look at the challenges that we go through as something not temporary but external, that is not linked, it's not like a ancestral thing, or it's not part of our soul development. It's just, well, I'm having this financial problem, and the reason I'm having financial problem is because of the state of the finances in the world. Everybody says it's a hard time, but it's so deeper than that. And those of us who are awake, alert, and want to stay alert, it's important for us to remember that whatever it is we're going through, there's a bigger picture, and it's quite simple. I mean, as you shared, it's simple. It's just really about being compassionate, being gentle, because that's the, really in the I don't want to say real world, but in the world that we've created, we feel like we must attack life. You know, we must go after life and make it happen and conquer life, and at the end say, I'm a success story because I conquered life. But life really is not meant to be conquered. Life is just being life, and is there to support us as we master it and master ourselves. Yep. And the key thing is awareness, gentleness, compassion, love, and understanding. Right. You know, just real that simple. And well, anything else you want to add? I'm so glad that I heard the voice to say, do a show for an hour, because I feel complete. if I didn't hear that voice and we had to do another 30 minutes, I probably wouldn't be, I don't know what I would be saying. I'm sure it would have made up something. But anyway, let me throw it over to you as we get ready to release the show.
Yeah, thank you. It's a blessing, I think, in the having an hour versus hour and a half show, too. It's a blessing to remember flexibility, like you said earlier, to remember that sometimes less is more, you know, to remember, you know, it's about balance. It's such a lived example of balance that it felt more balanced to have an hour versus hour and a half show today. And I just have enormous gratitude for you and for this chance that we have every month to be in conversation this way with each other and with all the people who are listening and all the people who are not listening, trusting that they're a part of the conversation, even if they're
indeed
not here.
Indeed. Thanks. Indeed. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you so much. This will be back next month, last Wednesday of the month, for Ancestral Blueprints. And in the meantime, you can go to her website. It's lisaiverson.com, or she has another website, familyconstellationswest.com. Familyconstellationswest.com. Lisa, thank you, my friend. And I'm looking forward to next month's show. And be still and listen.
Thanks.
All right, Lisa.
Everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yes, Be Still My Heart. This is State of Man Music, their website, State of Man Music. All right, calm down. I got this show, okay? Okay, I'm going to play from the beginning. Let me just stop it. Well, we love you, we bless you, we appreciate you, and we thank God for you. And this is State of Man, Be Still My Heart. And, be still, be gentle, be compassionate, and just as important, listen. In listening, you will hear what you need to do. Whatever it is you're going through, whatever it is, if you can just be still long enough, listen, you will have your answer. It's right within you. I'm out of here. Peace and blessings.
Just die.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.